Sachim Jeb Tavor Mishnah 3, Makom Shina Hagulim Kor Behemadak Lagoim, in a place where it was customary to sell small kettles to non-Jews, Moichrin, a person may sell a small animal. Makom Shina Hagushilolim Kor, but in a place where it was customary not to sell small animals to the non-Jewish population, Ein Moichrin, a person may not sell. So he has to take on the custom of his place. And why was there such a custom? Because of the next part of the Mishnah, which says, B'chol makom ein moichrin lehem bahem agasa, that a person is not permitted to sell a large animal to a non-Jew. And what's going on over here? This was a rabbinical decree, and it related to the laws of Shabbos, that a person's animal has to rest on Shabbos, and a person can't lease out the animal to a non-Jew, therefore, for the non-Jew to work the animal on Shabbos. And what the sages were worried about is that in order to prevent that, they forbade a person even from selling the animal to a non-Jew, lest they come to lease the animal to the non-Jew for a Shabbos work. Says the Mishnah that applies, galim usiyachim shleimin ushvurin, that it applies to calves and young donkeys, even though they're still too young to work, they will grow up to be able to work. And it also applies to healthy or maimed animals. Healthy animals obviously can work, but even a maimed animal would also be forbidden according to this opinion. Rabbi Yehuda mater bishfura. Rabbi Yehuda permits a maimed animal to be sold, and the reason being that that's being sold to be slaughtered. It's not being sold to work, and therefore there's no worry that a person will lease their animal to the non-Jew on Shabbos, and the animal will come to work on Shabbos. Ben Beseira mater besus. Ben Beseira has another leniency, and he allows a person to sell a horse. And the reason being that the horse wasn't used for work, it was used for riding. But Ben Beseira held that riding, because there is a principle that a living creature carries itself, the prohibition of riding on Shabbos, it's not proper work for a person, for the animal, for the horse to carry a person on Shabbos is not proper work, because a living person carries himself, and therefore it's only a rabbinic restriction that a person is not allowed to ride a horse. And therefore, says Ben Bitzara, we don't forbid a person from selling a horse to a non-Jew, because the whole thing is in the rabbinical domain, and we don't add on gezeiras, we don't add rabbinical decrees to other rabbinical decrees.